humans as a species have always regarded the mind and gut as strongly linked, at least intuitively. There's good reason that we talk about gut reactions and gut feelings when we're disappointed or saddened or gutted. And of course, when we're nervous, like before a big exam or speaking in a large group of people, we tend to feel it in our abdominals, maybe as butterflies or as strong feelings of nausea. More and more, though, researchers continue to make strides towards understanding the mechanisms behind this link, and the biology behind the brain-gut connection is more profound than we had ever imagined. Though gut issues and mental health have a lot in common, we're only just beginning to understand all the relationships between them. As it turns out, numerous studies have now demonstrated that the human gut plays a key role in helping to regulate your mental health. Just as there are certain gene variants that can increase an individual's risk of developing depression or anxiety, the microbes in your gut also play a large role in how well or how poorly your brain functions. How is this possible? The answer turned the world of psychiatry on its head. Over the past century, an extraordinary number of studies have shown us that there's bi-directional communication between the gut and the brain. This powerful signal highway is called the gut-brain axis, and it plays an important role in our basic survival. Your GI tract is home to literally hundreds of millions of neurons that can send messages to the nervous system in a matter of milliseconds. Simply put, gut-to-brain communication is vital for homeostasis, or the ability to maintain a stable internal state so your body and your brain can work at their best. Think of the signals your body gets when you eat one Danish too many, or inversely, when you're running low on calories. The brain and the gut communicate back and forth to ensure that everything in the body works in time. Take a look at the vagus nerve, Latin for change. This nerve plays a central role in digestion, but even more compelling, it carries messages from your gut all the way to the brain, and vice versa. Our guts also play an enormous role in our immune response. The gut helps mediate when, where, and how pro-inflammatory molecules are deployed in the body, and also informs how our body and brain respond to inflammation. This new understanding of how our gut and our brains interact marks an exciting new area in both depression and anxiety research by providing more evidence that diet and other lifestyle interventions can help us to better manage our mental health. After all, few things affect the microbiome more than what you eat. It's a bit of a paradigm shift to think of microorganisms, particularly bacteria, as promoting health. Traditionally, we've thought of bacteria as harmful, disease-causing agents, but not all bacteria are pathogenic. Not all bacteria are created equal. Many of those we consider disease-causing, like E. coli or Staphylococcus, they live naturally also in your gut. It's really only when we feed bad bugs, and we'll talk more about that throughout this module, that their numbers grow too high inside our bodies, and then we get sick. Most bacteria are silent. They're hidden passengers that travel along with us during our life's journey. But really, they're anything but silent, and it's one of our most beautiful symbiotic relationships. Every single interaction with your environment has the power to change your microbiome, some subtly, some to greater extent. Just like take a step back and think about that. Every action. They also produce nourishment for the cells that line our gut by making short-chained fatty acids and modulate our immune system's inflammatory response. Psychiatrists at Houston Methodist Hospital recently analyzed the microbiomes of 111 adult patients who had come to the hospital due to serious mental illness, such as severe depression or anxiety. They found that the less diverse the microbiome, the more serious a patient's psychiatric symptoms were. This is profound. Given that fact, it's probably not a surprise to learn that when researchers look at depressed or anxious individuals, they tend to find reduced bacterial diversity in their GI tracts too. It's not entirely clear whether a lack of certain types of bacteria may lead to depression, or if depression somehow reduces those bacteria in the gut. It may well be a bit of both. And higher concentrations of unhealthy bugs can summon pro-inflammatory responses that dampen activity in well-established learning, memory, reward processing, and emotional circuits in the brain. Earlier, I mentioned those hundreds of millions of neurons in the gut, and it so happens that the majority of the serotonin neurons in your body are not in your brain. They're in the gut. That's right. The neurons we associate with happiness, serotonin, that mood-regulating hormone, there's actually most of it, 95% of it, is in your gut. The microbiome is very complex. While you can give people a probiotic, you can't necessarily stop them from eating foods that may negate its beneficial effects. Many of the highly processed, sugary, fatty, prepackaged foods so common to the Western diet give more sustenance to these bad bugs or these bacterial strains that get in the way of a positive mood and tend to cause more inflammation. Those foods that can also promote the release of pro-inflammatory molecules that negatively affect brain health. And each of our microbiomes, thanks to our unique backgrounds and experiences, are different. It's essential as we look at our own mental fitness to examine the foods we choose to ingest and to understand the ingredients that are best to foster a healthy and diverse microbiome. Following a diet focused on plants that are rich in prebiotic fiber, like a Mediterranean diet or other traditional diets, and adding in more fermented foods that are rich in probiotic bacteria. Increasing the amount of fiber in your diet with the consumption of more whole fruits and vegetables will not only help aid with digestion, but it also gives those good bugs the food that they need to thrive. As a bonus, in making such changes to your diet, you can lower inflammation, you can increase and promote overall brain health. So take a good look at your plate during your next meal. Are you eating in a way that benefits your microbiome? Later, we'll examine the nutritional building blocks in the food categories that make up a brain-healthy diet. For now, it's important to recognize that there's more going on inside your digestive tract than maybe you've been aware of. And by understanding the complex relationship between what we eat and what's happening in the brain, we can begin to develop a plan to reclaim agency and to better build the mental health and the mental fitness that we desire. Here are some points to remember from Module 10. The gut and the brain are intimately linked and the focus of a new frontier in mental health research. The organisms in your gut, mostly bacteria, are known as the microbiome and influence your brain function, especially mood, cognition, and levels of anxiety. Your brain and your gut are in constant communication. The gut is lined with millions of neurons and a nervous system superhighway called the vagus nerve that carries messages between the gut and the brain. Increasingly, we understand that a healthy brain depends on a healthy gut. Having a more diverse microbiome is generally linked to better mental health, and we'll discuss the food moves to achieve this in upcoming modules. Your gut and microbiome play a major role in regulating your immune system and levels of inflammation.
Every interaction with your environment has the power to change your microbiome for better or worse. And this groundbreaking science gives us a powerful method to improve our mental health and mental fitness. For these reasons, to heal the modern brain, it is crucial that we all care for the health of our gut and the diversity of our microbiome.